Hi, I'm Peter Malouk, president of Creative Planning. I'm here with top attorneys Annie Rogers and Chrissy Knopke on A Matter of Trust. Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
And today we're talking about why people should do their legal documents before there's an emergency, like, say, a pandemic.
It's always a good idea.
So we're recording this in the middle of the coronavirus scare. And, you know, we cover a lot of states. Most of the states in the country our attorneys are licensed in. And you two are great here because, Chrissy, you cover New York. And Annie, you cover California.
Right.
So lots of people, lots of concerns.
Sure. Now. People were very impacted by this.
Yeah. And so you found, Chrissy, just this rush of, I need documents today. Like,
sure.
I've been diagnosed, I need documents
today. So New York, obviously, we know it was kind of the epicenter of where the virus started and started spreading from. I don't think I spoke to anyone from late March to now, mid-June, that didn't have someone in their family diagnosed with coronavirus or knew someone who had passed away. So it was extremely sad. But it put all of these people in a rush to have to deal with something legal that they shouldn't have had to deal with if they had had an estate plan done before the pandemic happened. So then we're rushing around trying to get documents to them, then trying to figure out, well, documents have to be notarized legally and witnessed. So how are we going to get someone who's really in quarantine with a virus that no one wants to be around, get it signed, get it notarized?
Governor, very difficult.
Yeah, governors kind of stepped in and did these emergency notarization statutes, but they still had a lot of faults and a lot of workings around. So it just took a lot of time and caused a lot of clients stress that they really didn't need at that time.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the litigation that happens over the next 50 years from all this stuff that was signed online that no one witnessed. I mean, it's just going to be
exactly.
And every state was
crazy.
Different,
yeah,
and some of it required software. I mean, it was not ideal.
And Annie, you experienced a lot of the same.
It's correct, yeah.
So tell me about one of the documents I want to talk about the most is healthcare powers of attorney, because they vary state to state. They say very different things. People say they do or don't want certain things. And this is a great case study of why you might just not want to, like, check a box and accidentally kill yourself in the healthcare.
Exactly.
Right. Well, so it's me.
You're up.
I'm up. You know, we were just talking about the, you know, with the COVID, a lot of people have had to be on ventilators. So on some of these advanced directives that are statutory or state specific, there's a box you check on whether you want that or not. But I mean, I think most of us would want to get a treatment that was going to help us improve and get us back to 100%. Usually people think of ventilators as kind of an end-of-life decision and whether they want that or not. So it's really important to talk to the people you've named in your documents about what your ultimate wishes are, because they are the ones who are going to be making these decisions for you. And if it's an issue like this, and if, you know, the treatment is to be on a ventilator for 2 weeks and then you're going to be okay, then, I mean, I think most people want that. So it is, you know, these documents are really important to have in place. It's really important to have conversations with your loved ones about what your ultimate wishes are.
And not keeping a document forever that has your son you haven't talked to in 25 years as the person who makes the decision.
Right. They may not be the best one anymore.
Yeah. So keeping them up to date, making sure they're the people that you really trust to make an end of life decision for
right.
you.
And if you have a document that's 15 years old and say one of the kids disputes it at the hospital is not going to really feel great relying on that 15-year-old document.
Sometimes they'll kind of just throw up their hands and say,
yes,
go get me a court order because I don't want to get involved in this family
that's
dynamic.
That's right. So the more current, the better. If it's more than 10 years old, you should update it. But, you know, Annie, to your point, my head explodes when I see so many of these healthcare powers of attorney. And I am just so frustrated with the legislatures that write these stupid laws where they say, well, check a box if you don't want this. Check a box if you want that. And people think, oh, well, all they think of is that they're brain dead. And
exactly,
you could have a lot of these treatments and get better. And
correct,
I think coronavirus is a great example. You can be on a ventilator and then you can be better, or you can just not have one and be dead.
Well, it's different if you're 40 and if you're 95.
Yeah.
You know, if you get the COVID at 95 and you're on a ventilator, you may not make it off of it. But if you're young and healthy otherwise, then this is probably just a treatment to get you healthy.
Yeah. So the last time that I had a client that I was, the last time I ever even discussed an option without giving my opinion about ventilators or not, was after a client about 15 years ago was going to visit his dad in Michigan. And they were keeping the dad on the ventilator until the son could go say goodbye. So he, you know, he was really stressed out because the plane ticket was like thousands of dollars and all that stuff, and he wanted to take his whole family. Anyway, he gets there, and his dad is sitting in the chair. He'd woken up and taken the ventilator out on his own, and you know, they had a healthcare document that said pull it, and they were going to pull it, and he was supposedly going to die, and they were holding him just for the kids to show up. You don't know when you're going to get better. I mean, my own mom had a healthcare power of attorney that had that section where you can put a healthcare directive and decide what you want and don't want. And had we followed, had she filled out that document a different way, they would have pulled her life support and she'd be dead. And instead she, you know, vacations 12 weeks a year. And I saw her last night and she's delivering food to my house. You know what I mean? Like,
Does she deliver to other people's houses too?
No. I don't know. I think if you ask nicely, she likes doing that. But the point is, you don't know what you need and don't need.
Right.
The very best thing you can do is have somebody that loves you, that you trust, that is somewhat competent, and say, they step into your shoes and go, what would Andy want? You know, what would she do in a situation like this?
Well, and each situation is so subjective on your age, your other health issues, what the doctors are saying, what options are out there.
Come out of it, what shape you'll be in, all of those things. And so I think that this, you know, talking about what's going on with COVID-19 now is just so topical because so many people have these documents that can really get them into trouble. And so many people, the way we started, Chrissy, with you, so many people don't have documents and you don't want to be making decisions the last second. Even if you're clear-headed at the last second, you should be spending your time with your loved ones.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be spending it talking to a lawyer and then finding a notary and all of that stuff. So thank you both for that good advice.
Yeah. Thanks.
This commentary is provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as investment, tax, or legal advice. Past performance of any market results is no assurance of future performance. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources deemed reliable but is not guaranteed. This commentary and the information provided may be considered advertising in some jurisdictions under the applicable law and ethical rules. The determination of the need for legal services and the choice of a lawyer are extremely important decisions and should not be based solely upon advertisements or self-proclaimed expertise. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.